Yeah, I was going to ask you about family relationships. Say if someone asks your mother, who, you know, the fellow was that she's married to, she'd say,
That's my husband.
And he would say, that's my
wife.
What about a woman whose husband has died, if you call her
a... She's a widow.
Andy, can you think of any particular term maybe for a woman whose husband hasn't died, but he's just left her?
The divorcee, if they're divorced.
Yeah. What about if that's not the case? He just up and gone.
I don't know what, if there's any special term. You just say that, oh, so and so, well, you know, he left.
That's one way to get around it, yeah. You ever heard the term grass widow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it means.
I don't know if that, I'm not sure what it means, but my father's has used the term grass widow.
Yeah, I asked a fellow about that. I rarely get an explanation. He said he thought it had something to do with that expression, you know, the grass is green on the other side.
I think so, because my father sometimes differentiates between a grass widow and a sod widow. And I said, well, what do you mean by a sod widow? And he said, well, her husband's dead. And so, yeah.
That's good. What do you call your father?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And your mother?
His mama.
Or say your grandparents, what do you...
Okay, my paternal grandparents were Grandpappy and Granny. My maternal grandparents are Mommy and Grandpa.
Mommy.
Yeah. It's spelled M-A-M-I-M-I. And she got that name when her oldest grandson, who's in his 30s now, was trying to pronounce grandmother or grandmama. I'm not sure which one. And it came out that way. He could never say grandmother or grandmama. It came out mommy. And he kept calling her that. And so she's been that ever since then.
Yeah. Yeah. My paternal grandmother, it was grandma. I guess that was a combination of grandma. Have you ever heard a name that a child was known by just within his family? They give him a little
nickname.
Nickname.
Mm-hmm.
A pet name?
A pet name or a family name.
That would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this thing that you put a baby in, you know, it has wheels and it can lie down.
A baby carriage.
Yeah. What would you say you were doing? You would put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
And you stroll with the baby. Yeah.
Say, if a man or a couple had children, say one was 20, one was about 15, the other 11, something like that. Talking about in terms of being grown up, you'd say that one that's 20 is the...
Is the oldest. And then there's the middle child, then there's the youngest, and who's sometimes called the least child.
The least child, I see. Or if you wanted to use that expression, grown up, in the description, again, talking about the one who's 20, you'd say he's the
grown one.
Or maybe the most grown up, or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Anybody say the grown up is...
I think so. I've heard someone say grown-upist.